Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Sunday, April 13th, 2025.
Legal case of Ramesa Osterk moves to Vermont. A federal judge has transferred the case of Ramesa Osterk, a 30-year-old doctoral student from Turkey at Tufts University, to Vermont. Osterk was held by immigration officials on March 25, 2025, while walking in Somerville, Massachusetts. After her detention, she was moved to facilities in New Hampshire and Vermont before ending up at an Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, facility in Basile, Louisiana. She is one of several students facing visa issues after showing support for Palestinians amid the ongoing conflict in Gaza. Her lawyers filed a request in Massachusetts for her release, arguing that her detention breaches her constitutional rights, including the right to express opinions and fair legal process. However, Justice Department lawyers claimed the request was improperly filed. This case highlights the growing scrutiny of international students and activists in the U.S., raising important questions about their rights and freedom of expression in academic settings.
U.S. plans to secure rare earth elements amid China tensions. The Trump administration is taking decisive action to secure America's technological future by stockpiling metals from the ocean and rare materials. This initiative aims to reduce U.S. reliance on China, which currently supplies about 90% of the world's refined rare earths. By ensuring a steady supply of these crucial resources for smartphones and electric vehicle batteries, the U.S. is preparing for greater technological independence. An executive order is being drafted to expedite deep-sea mining applications, emphasizing the urgency of this plan. This announcement comes in response to recent trade issues with China, where export restrictions have raised concerns. By building a domestic stockpile, the U.S. hopes to enhance national security and manufacturing capabilities, ensuring access to vital materials for defense, clean energy, and electronics. What could this mean for the future of American innovation?
Taiwan-U.S. tariff talks begin. On April 12, 2025, Taiwan and the United States kicked off their first tariff talks in Taipei. Taiwan, a key player in the semiconductor industry, called out the U.S. for imposing a hefty 32% tariff, labeling it unfair. In response, Taiwan suggested a zero-tariff plan and aims to ramp up its purchases and investments in the U.S. The discussions focused on tariffs that countries impose on each other, trade restrictions without taxes, and other economic matters. Both sides expressed hope for future talks to strengthen their economic relationship. Meanwhile, Taiwan faces increasing pressure from China, which claims the island as its own. The results of these negotiations could reshape trade ties between Taiwan and the U.S. and influence broader dynamics with China.
U.S. and Iran prepare for nuclear talks in Oman. The United States and Iran are set to hold indirect nuclear talks in Oman on April 12th. 2025, as confirmed by Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi. This follows an unexpected suggestion from former President Donald Trump about the possibility of direct discussions. With Iran's uranium enrichment nearing a concerning 60%, the stakes couldn't be higher. These talks come in the wake of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA, which aimed to limit Iran's nuclear capabilities in exchange for lifting sanctions. Trump's withdrawal from the JCPOA in 2018 reinstated sanctions that have severely impacted Iran's economy. Anisa Basiri Tabrizi from Chatham House warns that these negotiations might be more intense than any future discussions. Trump has cautioned that failing to reach an agreement could put Iran in a risky position, stating, "Iran is going to be in great danger." The outcome of these talks could significantly shape U.S.-Iran relations and the future stability of the Middle East.
Argentina's financial lifeline and currency changes. Argentina has secured a significant $42 billion lifeline from the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, and the Inter-American Development Bank, while announcing the easing of strict currency controls. The IMF has approved a $20 billion rescue package, with $12 billion available immediately and another $2 billion contingent on a future review. The World Bank and IDB will also provide crucial financial support. Starting October 9, 2023, President Javier Milei will lift many capital and currency restrictions, known as El Cepo, which were designed to prevent financial decline. These controls had limited access to U.S. dollars and discouraged investment. The Argentine Central Bank will now allow the peso to trade between 1,000 and 1,400 pesos per US dollar, increasing by 1% each month. While the IMF praises Argentina's commitment to a balanced budget, significant cuts have led to rising poverty levels. What does this mean for the everyday lives of Argentinians?
Harvard professors challenged Trump administration funding review. Professors at Harvard University have filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration, seeking to block a review of nearly $9 billion in federal funding. This legal action, led by the Harvard faculty chapter of the American Association of University Professors, claims that the administration's actions threaten academic freedom and free speech on campus. Concerns over pro-Palestinian protests and diversity initiatives have prompted the Trump administration to threaten funding for elite universities like Harvard. On March 31, 2025, the U.S. Departments of Education and Health and Human Services announced a review of $255.6 million in contracts and $8.7 billion in grants, demanding that Harvard meet controversial conditions to retain its funding. These include banning masks during protests and changing programs that some allege promote anti-Semitic harassment. The lawsuit argues that these actions violate the First Amendment, which protects free speech. Harvard Law professor Andrew Crespo, serving as general counsel for the AAUP chapter, emphasizes that government officials should not silence critics. This case underscores a significant clash between academic institutions and government policies, raising important questions about the future of universities across the nation.
Federal spending increases under Trump administration. On April 12, 2025, the Wall Street Journal revealed a striking jump in U.S. federal spending, which rose by $154 billion compared to last year. This increase happened during Donald Trump's presidency, which began in January 2025. The government department led by Elon Musk is focused on cutting jobs and contracts to improve efficiency. Musk expressed hope in a cabinet meeting, predicting the department could save $150 billion by tackling waste and fraud in the 2026 budget year. However, this projected savings falls far short of his earlier goal of $1 trillion. The gap between job cuts and rising spending raises important questions about the effectiveness of these initiatives. What does this mean for taxpayers? Could lead to higher taxes or fewer government services.
Ukraine's response to Chernobyl drone attack. On April 12, 2025, Svetlana Hrynchuk, Ukraine's Minister of Environment Protection, announced that dedicated teams are working hard to fix the containment structure at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant. This facility was damaged in a Russian drone attack on February 14, raising serious concerns about nuclear safety. During the launch of a new 0.8 megawatt solar power project at the site, Hrynchuk emphasized the urgency of restoring the structure to prevent radioactive leaks. The European Bank for Reconstruction and Development is teaming up with experts to assess the damage, with results expected in May 2025. Hrynchuk also highlighted the need to transform the restricted area into a zone of renewal, promoting eco-friendly energy projects while addressing the lasting impact of the Chernobyl disaster. What does this mean for the future of energy in Ukraine? This situation underscores the ongoing challenges and efforts to ensure safety and sustainability in the region.
Court ruling on CFPB layoffs. A federal appeals court in Washington, D.C., has ruled that the Trump administration can go ahead with layoffs at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, or CFPB, but cannot completely abolish the agency. The CFPB was created in 2010 to protect consumers from unfair practices in the financial sector, especially after the 2008 financial crisis. President Donald Trump has been a vocal opponent of the CFPB, claiming it is irresponsible and oversteps its authority. In February 2025, he expressed a desire to dismantle the agency, but a federal judge intervened in March, blocking efforts to terminate contracts and halt operations. This ruling allows layoffs to continue while keeping a temporary order that prevents the administration from stopping work at the CFPB. The decision highlights the ongoing tension between the Trump administration and regulatory bodies focused on consumer protection, with far-reaching effects for millions of consumers who rely on the CFPB's oversight.
Ukraine's urgent call for air defense support. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has emphasized that strengthening air defense systems is a top priority for Ukraine. During his visit to Kryvyi Rih, he urgently called for more air defense systems and missiles to protect citizens and cities. Zelensky urged international partners to provide the necessary military support. He stated that Ukraine is prepared to raise between $30 and $50 billion for a future military package, highlighting the critical financial commitment needed to bolster defenses. The ongoing conflict with Russia, which began in 2014 with the annexation of Crimea, continues to threaten Ukraine's independence. As the situation evolves, the need for strong defense measures has never been more urgent.
Trump's budget proposal and national debt concerns. U.S. President Donald Trump has introduced his budget proposal, known as the Big, Beautiful Bill, aimed at addressing the rising national debt and budget deficit. The Republican-majority House of Representatives has approved a framework that supports Trump's plan, which includes increased military spending, significant tax cuts, and new energy policies. However, experts are worried that this budget could worsen the national debt, with predictions of deficits exceeding 7% of GDP. Dean Baker, an economist at the Center for Economic and Policy Research, warns that expected savings may not cover the costs of the tax cuts. Gary Clyde Huffbauer from the Peterson Institute for International Economics raises concerns about the growing national debt-to-GDP ratio, suggesting that some accounting methods might hide the true deficit. Trump's military spending is set to rise to around $1 trillion, up from $850 billion. Republican lawmakers are targeting at least $4 billion in savings over the next decade, while planning to extend tax cuts from 2017 and introduce up to $1.5 trillion in new tax relief. Maya McGinnis, president of the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, criticizes the budget's provisions, warning it could lead to a staggering $5.8 trillion increase in deficits by 2034. The U.S. budget deficit for the first half of fiscal year 2025 has already reached a record $1.3 trillion, marking the second highest six-month deficit level ever.
Landmark agreement on shipping emissions. On April 12, 2025, nations made a bold move to tackle greenhouse gas emissions from global shipping at a meeting of the United Nations International Maritime Organization in London. This significant agreement introduces required fuel standards and a system that charges large ocean-going vessels over 5,000 tons for their pollution, which contributes to about 85% of carbon dioxide emissions in the shipping industry. The deal aims to lower the greenhouse gas intensity of marine fuels while encouraging high-emitting ships to pay for their excess pollution. A key feature is the IMO Net Zero Fund, which will gather revenue from this system to support innovative programs in developing countries. IMO Secretary General Arsenio Dominguez praised member states for their teamwork during negotiations, noting that the approval of draft amendments to MARPOL Annex 6 is a crucial step in global climate action. With 108 parties already involved, covering nearly 97% of the world's merchant shipping fleet, the formal adoption of this agreement is set for October 2025. With implementation starting in 2027.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.